This is a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. Every week, we dive into strange stories reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. In this episode, we're catching up with a couple who climbed to the top of the Empire State Building for a stunt last week. Then we're headed to Rocket City, USA to see a very special rocket. We'll start things off with a breakdown of that moment atop the Empire State Building that made headlines last Wednesday. Mac Rosenberg of Odyssey Station 1010 Winds in New York City joined WWJ News Radio's Kyle Kimball in Detroit to provide a rundown of what happened.
Mac, what was it like?
Well, I got there toward the tail end of this, so there were hundreds of people surrounding the Empire State Building. You had multiple blocks that were blocked off by police, but I mean, this is Midtown Manhattan, so this is like one of the busiest areas of New York City. You've got tourists, you've got obviously so many people that are in the city already for the World Cup, everybody working at the Empire State Building as well, so, and all the people that were hanging out at the observation deck, all the tourists up there, when they spotted, some of them did actually see the two people up there. And we obviously got a view from many of the news helicopters, but they were just about wrapping it up, and the couple was actually taken out in a police van, and everybody was holding up their phones to try to get a view.
As best we know, this is Russian daredevils Angela Nikolau and Ivan Birkus. Is that correct?
That's what's being reported. We have not actually yet heard officially from police that it is these two, but it's being widely reported that it is these two daredevils, and they, let's just say they've done things like this before. There are actually several posts on social media from their accounts showing video of them, you know, from their accounts up at the top of the Empire State Building. So it does appear that it's them. These guys were the stars of a documentary a couple of years ago called Skywalkers, A Love Story. So, you know, this is something that I'm going to take a wild guess was planned by them. You know, we got what looks like a marriage proposal, too.
I was going to ask, Mac, was there a romantic component to all of this?
Oh, yeah. They're saying love is in the air today, Kyle. It's, you know, quite literally 1,454 feet in the air. So what they did first was they literally got as high as you could possibly get at the tippy top of the spire, which is, I believe, 100 or so feet above the actual base that, you know, of the building. So there's this spire that shoots back up into the air. So they were up there. You really can't stand up there. There's like just no way where to really stand. They had there was a protest element first. They had a banner that they unfurled that read, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace." And that's something that Jimi Hendrix said several decades ago. So they did that first. Then they came down onto the platform at the base of the spire, and they were hanging out. I mean, they had a selfie stick, what looked like a selfie stick out there that they had planted down. And then you had this proposal. They shared some hugs and kisses. There was a picture that Angela Nikolau, purportedly Angela Nikolau, took a picture with her hand up in front of the camera, a ring on her finger, and the lower Manhattan skyline behind it. So, again, a lot of evidence that it was these two, because, again, there's pictures on their social medias and videos of the view that they had.
Mac, how does the district attorney usually charge things like this?
You know, that is the big question right now. We have not heard anything about charges, so I don't want to, you know, speculate, Kyle, but, you know, they were arrested, obviously. They've been at the precinct now for several hours, so we haven't heard anything about charges, but I believe that there would be, you know, based on precedent, there might be, it could be a felony situation, but again, I don't want to speculate at this time.
Yeah, in the past, we don't have a good roadmap for how these things are charged. And of course, the district attorney changes. We're not able necessarily to rely on precedent.
Right. I mean, there have been a few times where this happened in the past, as I was telling you before. But it's not clear exactly what the next steps legally would be here.
To reach great heights, some people decide to scale skyscrapers. Others become astronauts and are propelled into space with the help of rockets. Without these rockets, there would never have been that one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. The history of these rockets can be traced back further than the space race. Kelly and Bob Phillips of Own the Road with Kelly and Bob, out of Odyssey Station KRLD 1080 in Dallas, recently made a trip to learn more about this rocket in the aptly nicknamed Rocket City. Here's a little snippet of their adventure.
Long before NASA and our efforts to go to the moon, we were developing and testing rockets as part of our military programs. And that's when our destination city this week began to come into play.
We're headed to Rocket City, USA, otherwise known as Huntsville, Alabama.
I was born in Miami, Florida, and grew up there until I was about 9 years old. Then we moved up to North Alabama, community about an hour and a half or so from Huntsville. As I grew up, my grandfather on my dad's side was a big Star Trek fan. And so I grew up watching reruns of Star Trek with him. And then Star Wars came out, and I started watching Star Wars. So I've always been a science fiction person. And I was always fascinated on the news, the stories about the shuttle launches. First, I was born before the shuttle program started at the end of the Skylab program. And so I recall just a little bit on the news about Skylab and everything. So I've always loved space science, whether it was the real space science or the science fiction kind.
Ed Stewart says it was reruns of the 1960s TV show Star Trek that first got him hooked on all things having to do with space science.
Then the Star Wars movies came along, and that pretty much sealed the deal. Ed would be going to space.
So it's always been a part of my growing up and a part of my person since I was a little kid. And I have a little bit of a hiccup as I was getting older. I learned that I had asthma, which qualified me out to fly any kind of aircraft for the military or to be a pilot for the space shuttle program. I was kind of bummed by that and kind of took a different direction because I did music and theater and stuff for a while as well. But then kind of eventually came back around when I got an opportunity to come to work at space camp one summer in 2001. And I was going to be here for the summer and then move along. And I've been here ever since.
For every astronaut, there are thousands of people working behind the scenes to send rockets into space. So even though he knew he couldn't be the one to fly those space buggies, Ed Stewart was still excited to work on rockets.
And that's how he ended up here in Huntsville, Alabama, Rocket City, USA.
Huntsville, out of a whole random set of combinations of circumstances, ended up becoming the center for the Army's missile defense and research program. And so along with that came rockets, rocket engineers, paperclip scientists out of World War II. After spending some time in the U.S. Southwest in White Sands and in El Paso area, they ended up here. And out of that grew NASA's research and development program for propulsion and the rockets themselves. So capsules and satellites and stuff was typically other NASA centers, but once NASA became an official program in 1958, it sort of spun out of the Army's missile program and the Air Force's missile program, plus the aviation program that existed. And all of that kind of ended up happening here. Construction started in 68, kind of wrapped up in 69, and in 1970, we opened our doors. That grew over time, and eventually in 1982, we opened up the space camp programs, which has helped us grow even more. And now we're a huge campus with multiple buildings and huge artifacts indoors and outdoors.
And of all the artifacts you'll see here at the Space Rocket Center, nothing comes close to the size of the giant Saturn V rocket.
It's the kind of thing you would expect to see in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in the nation's capital. But it's here in Huntsville.
So the Saturn V is a giant three-stage rocket that launched Americans to the moon in the 1960s. And the early 1970s, it put our first space station into orbit around the Earth. And it was designed and developed here in Huntsville. We had a test firing of the large engines on the first stage that broke windows in downtown Huntsville from miles away, set off seismographs in Birmingham and in northern Florida.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, On the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas, WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo, and The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.